Visit selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Governor Laura Kelly has broken her own record for most vetoes in a session as the Republican supermajorities in the legislature gear up for override attempts during this week's veto session. Kelly vetoed 15 bills touching on a range of social and fiscal politics. The governor has also signed 80 bills and allowed one more to become law without her signature. And Montgomery County hires a sex offender officer, Julio Flores has more.
Because of the large number of registered sex, drug, and violent offenders in Montgomery County, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department is dedicating a full-time staff member to verifying the offenders' addresses and other vital information. Montgomery County currently has 280 sex, drug, and violent offenders required to register in Montgomery County. The newly created position of registered offender deputy will be verifying addresses and other information when offenders are registering.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly sees K-12 funding as the most important issue left in this legislative session, and as legislators return to the State House this week to close out the 2023 session, the governor is hopeful that lawmakers will also see the need to fully fund K-12 public schools, as has been done in the last 4 years. The 2024 budget Kelly presented in January included fully funding K-12 schools for the fifth year in a row, and additionally, Kelly included $72.4 million from the state general fund as the first installment of a proposed five-year plan, and an additional $72.4 million from the state general fund, which would be dedicated to special education each subsequent year of the plan, to raise state aid for special education to 92% by fiscal year 2028. While the legislature has yet to pass the proposal, Kelly said she believes lawmakers will make another attempt to pass it. She encouraged citizens to contact their legislators, and Kelly said that she's hopeful that legislators will end up fully funding K-12 public schools. More than 500,000 Kansans are reminded that they face a review over the next year to see if they still qualify for Medicaid. And this is the first check on eligibility since the pandemic prompted a temporary change in rules 3 years ago. That same federal declaration of a public health emergency effectively added tens of thousands to the state's CanCare Medicaid program and temporarily barring states from stripping away the coverage. CanCare enrollment rose by about 130,000 people during the pandemic. However, now those people could lose the government health insurance. The pruning of Kansas Medicaid rolls started last month when the state sent out letters to the first round of people up for renewal. This month, those 33,000 households will be reviewed to see if they still qualify. Experts and healthcare advocates suggest all Kansans on Medicaid update their addresses and prepare needed documents, such as the proof of income. But even with the right documentation, tens of thousands of people currently in the CanCare program may no longer qualify for Medicaid. And that means looking for coverage elsewhere, like through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Some people might temporarily lose Medicaid coverage because they miss deadlines or lack all the needed paperwork. And some people going through the renewal process still may not qualify to stay on Medicaid. So it is recommended to call a navigator with any questions or for assistance going through the paperwork, even if you're denied coverage at first. For those who are no longer eligible for Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act marketplace might offer more affordable options than in the past. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, CanCare, at cancare.ks.gov. Governor Kelly signed Senate substitute for HB 2302, which is a bipartisan bill that increases funding for the state water plan, including two funds for grants for water-related infrastructure projects. The bill represents a significant increase in funding for water, adding $18 million on top of the annual $8 million for the state water plan and $17 million for the two grant funds. And in total, the bill designates an additional $35 million in funding to protect essential water resources, and the bill includes that it is the legislative intent to continue this funding through 2027. The bill also appropriates $52 million to pay off debt for the Milford and Perry reservoirs. That funding was included in the governor's budget released in January, saving Kansas taxpayers money in long-term interest payments. Governor Kelly also signed House Bill 2279, which is a bipartisan bill that requires Kansas's five groundwater management districts to submit annual reports to the Kansas legislature with updated water conservation and stabilization plans to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The reports to the legislature will outline expenditures for water conservation efforts and stabilization of agricultural consumption. A groundwater management district oversees the management of groundwater resources, conservation, and use in five regions of the state with significant aquifer storage and use. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced awardees for the second round of the Building a Stronger Economy, or BASE, Economic Development Grant Program. 38 awardees will receive a share of nearly $50 million in BASE grants, which will be used to address infrastructure and economic development needs where solutions were delayed or slowed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Kansas Department of Commerce reviewed more than 400 applications from the first round and more than 100 new applications from the second round, and in total, more than $2 billion in funding was requested for the nearly $50 million program, demonstrating both the need for this program and the many opportunities that exist throughout the state. Governor Kelly said to continue the success in attracting businesses and creating jobs in Kansas, they must invest in infrastructure and economic development, and that's exactly what these grants do. She said she was proud that they were able to work together across party lines to continue driving our state forward. Northwest Kansas projects and organizations receiving grants include locally Northwest Kansas Housing Incorporated in Phillipsburg for infrastructure for Jensonius Development in the amount of $1,608,287, and Norton County Economic Development Board for the Norton County Economic Development Housing Development in the amount of $1,080,000. The second round of the BASE grant program, as approved by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, offers matching funds to address economic development opportunities with the goal of expanding the state's base of business and residents. For a full list of BASE grant recipients and more information on the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/BASE grant. One person was injured in an accident just after 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2003 Jeep Liberty, driven by Katana M. Schilling, 18 of Almena, was westbound on U.S. 36, 8 miles east of Norton, when the Jeep traveled onto the right shoulder of the road, skidded back onto the road, traveled into the north ditch, and overturned. EMS transported Schilling to the Norton County Hospital, and she was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon tomorrow, April 27th, at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. And the meeting, which will also be offered virtually in Zoom, will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, and the approval of past minutes. Commissioners will then have final discussion on staff recommendations before taking a vote that includes the fall turkey season, bag limits and permits, the spring turkey season, bag limits and permits, and the proposed 2024 spring turkey season dates. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will welcome public comment on non-agenda items, then hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update. A general discussion period will follow before commissioners hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. And before adjourning, the commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com/kdwp-info/commission, or you can watch live video audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and follow a link. And any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on June 22nd at Acorns Resort in Milford. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In a market like the one we're going through, some people shy away from investing altogether, thinking it's too risky. But it's important to bear in mind that not investing can also be a risk to your financial future. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Whatever the market, investing a little bit at a time, also called systematic investing, can add up. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to help take the emotion out of investing. Let's talk. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When you got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insects entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. A change in the weather pattern could bring much-needed rain to growers in the southwestern plains. Gary Crawford has the details.
Producers across the southern plains may finally be getting at least a break from this long, long period of drought. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says,
for the first time in months, we are expecting a meaningful, widespread precipitation event across the southern half of the Great Plains.
1 to 3 inches over the next couple of days. Will it save the problem that plagued wheat crop?
Well, in southern production areas, perhaps not. It may be a little bit too late to revive the crop there.
But in the northern growing areas, into Kansas and Colorado,
that may be enough to help revive a portion of this crop, which is poorly established, had a really rough start through the fall, winter, and early part of spring.
And for sure, the rain will
certainly go a long way toward providing at least enough topsoil moisture to plant summer crops.
Rippey says this favorable shift in the rainfall pattern may last 2 weeks or longer, bringing more precip to areas that need it most. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
New data released Tuesday by USDA's Economic Research Service shows the number of U.S. farms continues to decline. After peaking at 6.8 million farms in 1935, the number of U.S. farms and ranches fell sharply through the early 1970s. Researchers say the rapidly falling farm numbers in the mid-20th century reflect the growing productivity of agriculture, increasing mechanization, increased non-farm employment opportunities. Since 1982, the number of U.S. farms has continued to decline, but much more slowly. In 2022, there were 2 million U.S. farms, down from 2.2 million in 2007. This has been a check of farm news headlines. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. The Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval passed in the Senate with a bipartisan vote of 53-43, and in the House, a vote of 227-198. Despite that,
President Biden vetoed the resolution.
He is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign.
Farm Bureau Senior Government Affairs Director Courtney Briggs says with the veto, the rule remains in 48 states pending other litigation.
In two states, the rule has been halted by a district court in Texas. We will be keeping an eye on another case in North Dakota that encompasses 24 states.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers and thunderstorms continue for most of the afternoon across southern Kansas as low pressure moves across Oklahoma and then off into the Mississippi Valley. Some of our western and west central counties got over an inch of rainfall from this system as of this morning. The rain will gradually taper off as we go through the rest of today. Light showers possible in the northern and northeastern counties. Then we have a cold front moving in from the north and west early Friday with another chance of rain. On the map heading into this afternoon, low pressure is drifting a little bit further east of the panhandle with that steady southeasterly flow of moist air moving into our state. That'll keep showers and thunderstorms possible for southern Kansas for a while. Lower precipitation chances in the northern and eastern counties. With the clouds and rain, temperatures will be staying in the 40s and 50s south and west, but we'll get into the 60s in the eastern counties. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible through this evening south of I-70 as the low moves into eastern Texas, tapering off to light showers after midnight. Looking at Thursday, we may see a few early showers in the eastern counties, clearing up a little bit in the western high plains with warmer temperatures returning. Next up, we have a fast-moving cold front that'll enter northwestern Kansas late tomorrow, bringing scattered showers late tomorrow night and into Friday for most of our state. Then for the weekend, we're expecting high pressure to return and mostly sunny skies statewide. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-50s with low to mid-30s overnight, mid-60s north-central, upper 30s and low 40s for tonight's lows. In the northeast counties, mid-60s with low to mid-40s overnight. Mid to upper 40s southwest, and we're in the low to mid-30s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-50s south-central, tonight we're in the mid to upper 40s. And for the southeast counties, mid-50s to low 60s with mid to upper 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.